Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning here. 6:46 on a Thursday morning. Congratulations to Rhonda from Wichita. He has a couple of tickets to go see comedian Joe Rogan at Interest Bank Arena November 14th. Win before you can buy. That's right. Rhonda's going. And by the way, Rhonda likes, well, may I say, loves Stephen 10 in the morning.
As she should.
And who could blame?
She's a smart woman.
Smart woman. Rhonda is. Outstanding person.
She is. She's smarter than the average bear.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thank you, Don. It's 6:46 now. Three big things.
Three.
Basketball tonight. Temple at Wichita State.
Two.
President Trump says the U.S. is very, very ready to cope with the coronavirus.
One.
Workplace shooting at brewery in Milwaukee. Six dead, including the shooter. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning we've got things out in traffic looking okay at this time. We are starting to see the traffic volumes pick up in the Wichita area. Still not seeing any big slowdowns out there, but seeing some fairly heavy traffic right now. Eastbound on Kellogg, and this is around Dugan Road over on the west side. Traffic update, 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and warmer today. 10% chance for rain this afternoon with a high of 51 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 30. Friday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high 57. Now partly cloudy, 29 degrees. Southwest wind at 13 miles per hour. Hatman Jacks is continuing their store-wide winter sale. Great savings on selected hats and caps for both men and women. Last chance this season for these great deals on winter goods. Stop in at Hatman Jacks, 601 West Douglas at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jacks. 6:47 now, Steve and Ted. The growing concerns of the coronavirus continued to loom over the markets Wednesday.
Another rocky day as stock gains slipped away in late trading on Wednesday. Investors continued to react to any bit of news regarding the spread of the coronavirus. The Dow down 0.5%, but saw swings over 500 points today. The S&P 500 closed in the red, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq closed slightly higher. Major airlines, though, continue to face damage as they suspend flights to areas like China, South Korea, and Italy over concerns about the virus. Shares of Delta down 3.5% and shares of United down almost 6%, even as fuel prices are lower. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Christina Partsenevelis, Fox News.
6:49 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. The surge of retirement millionaires.
Yo, yeah, baby.
Don Grant, CFP the Money Tracker, a big fan of the surge.
Yes, the wind surge.
The wind surge of
as well.
Retirees,
yes. You know, the slow but steady stock market recovery from its low point in 2009 has been good for diligent savers. Fidelity Investments reports that the number of investors with $1 million or more in their 401ks or individual retirement account has reached record levels. Ba-dum-bum. Not only are workers putting more away, but market forces have added tremendously to their individual wealth. On the Fidelity employer-sponsored retirement platform at the end of 2019, some 233,000 investors hit the 1 million or more club status. That's up from about 17% in the third quarter of 2019. Now, IRA participants fared almost as well. Retirement account millionaires were up 14% from the third quarter to the fourth of 2019 with 2,288 8,000 workers hitting that seven-figure mark. That's pretty amazing. The average balance of those who contributed to a Fidelity 401k for 10 years or longer has set another record. That's at 328,200. The previous high of 306,000 was set in the third quarter of 2019. Now, what does it take to become a retirement plan millionaire? Well, no one can predict how the stock market is going to perform, but let's do a hypothetical projection. If one were to garner an average return of 8% in a moderately aggressive investment allocation, a 25-year-old working for 40 years to take him to 65 would need to sock away about $285 per month to reach $1 million by age 65. That's not that tough to hit.
Yeah.
Now, if the 25-year-old begins her career with a job paying about $35,000, she'll be putting away about 10% of her income. Now, it is expected that her salary is going to grow over the years. So $285 a month becomes smaller and smaller percentage of her income. So always keep the same percentage. When you get a raise, put away the same percentage and think about it. You could have a couple $1 million. Consider setting the contribution at 10% and let that grow with every raise you get. I just said that. You could accelerate it. And the time it takes to get $1 million, and it could give the investor the option to invest less aggressively in order to preserve gains as they come in. And, of course, if you have any questions on this, I can help you calculate these things out, pull out my trusty HP and calculate them out. Give me a call, number 634-2222.
And if you've got a your employer match and you're not in your 401k,
you're
foolish. Not thinking ahead.
No, it's free money, man.
Yeah, it's like if you have, let's say you've got a lot of just cash, $10,000.
Yeah.
And you go to the bank and say, I'd like some interest on my money. Here you go. And you get, a half of a percent or something.
Oh, if you're lucky. Yeah.
And if you go to, if you've got a 401k and your employer is matching it, that's found money, that amount.
Well, and
it grows faster.
Most employers require you to put in about 6% to get their full match. And
right,
their full
right.
match will be anywhere from 3 to 6%. So, you know, you can get dollar for dollar if they're matching 6%, which many employers are very generous about. It's free money. So you're putting away 12% of your income. And remember, I just said that if you put away 10%, but, you know, put away 10% on your own and then let the employer match. And then, gosh, you'll be rolling it. Dollar bills in the air.
This advice is so good, you know.
Well, thank you.
Somebody out there is going to take this advice and in just a couple of years are going to be a bazillionaire, right?
Well, I hope so.
Have we had 401ks? When did they start?
About 40 years ago.
40? Has it been that long?
Well, excuse me. IRAs were about 40 years ago. 401ks came a number of years after that. I remember IRAs came out probably in 81, 82, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe 79, 80.
Well, I got to tell you, it's in our business. There never has been a pension in broadcasting that I know of. Maybe a big, huge company.
In the
like
oldie-timey days,
it's like a network or something.
Yeah.
But at the local level, you're on your own. Have fun.
Yeah.
And the 401k has helped a lot.
It has, but we're on our own. We've got to fund it.
We've got to fund it.
Ted is participating in this conversation with just agreeing, just shaking
his
head.
Yes, I'm agreeing with his salient points.
Either he agrees or he's just completely bored out of his skull. It could be like,
he's agreeing here.
Oh, yeah.
Today is National Chili Day.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chili con carne. That's chili with meat. Spanish is chili refers to chili pepper. And carne, or carne, means meat.
Meat.
Right? Commonly made of tomatoes, beans, chili peppers, meat, garlic, onions, and cumin. My wife has become pretty good at chili over the past few years.
Is it as good as Wagamaster chili?
It's better. Oh. Much better.
Ted.
Wagon Master Chili.
I mean, I'm sure St. Shelley.
Tasty.
She cranks out
that
a
Wagon
heck of a
Master
cookie,
Chili is probably about what they fed the guys on the Bataan Death March. It's
See if I give you a free bowl next time you come to the chili cook-off in the third week of September.
I'm kidding you a little bit, guys.
Yeah.
Because I always love to come down there, and you're always there, and the Wagon Masters do a great job. All kinds of. I'm looking. When is it? September, right?
I believe it's a third weekend in September, Saturday in September, something like
I'm not going to bad mouth your chili. It's great. I was just kidding with you a little bit there.
Yeah.
It seems like you're kind of sensitive about it, though.
I'm very sensitive about Wagon Master chili.
Because
it's a serious, serious subject.
It's tasty.
It is really, really. It is your standard all around thick. It's got beans, it's got a lot of meat in it, and it's got a little bit of heat. It's just your good, standard, go-to chili
an hour
in
later,
my mind.
An hour later, the entertainment value is there
yes,
as well.
Yes, yes. Then it's your good standard. Burns going in, and
I'll leave it
at that.
Stop that. All right. And by the way, I'm commenting as a former potentate.
You are very impotent.
I am impotent.
Yes, you're an impotent man.
Thank you, guys. It's 6:55 now. Coming up 7 o'clock this morning, all the news here with Steve and Ted. President says the U.S. is very ready for the coronavirus. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.